When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, I welcome you on another busy Friday. You know, it's like an ongoing serial or a sequel to movies. Every day provides information that just comes out on the news that's, I have to say, it certainly captures most people's imagination and interest. And certainly what's going on right now in this country is absolutely amazing. Of course, it even stretches out to other countries, considering things like developing yesterday, the interaction between the Prime Minister of England and Theresa May and Donald Trump. Again, a lot of it could be avoided. And now people aren't going to get this. They're just not going to understand that it's been 71 years. I know Trump didn't do much when he was 6 months old, but it's been 71 years. Trump's behavior has never, ever, ever changed. And Trump got elected based upon this behavior. But what he's doing goes beyond the pale. And I sit here and I wonder how much of this is intentional and how much is it a result of Trump's condition, I suppose I have to say, because it doesn't seem like any rational person would do this unless he were really clever and in scheming and have it planned. Well, I'm not eliminating Trump from that. I mean, he is really clever and shrewd to outsmart just about everyone he's encountered so far. Now he's going to have to run up against Bob Mueller, and we're going to see where that's going to lead. But this tweeting, and I first of all, let me give you my point of view on tweeting. I don't have any objection to tweeting because this is the new social media. It's the new way of interacting. I mean, we have to go with the times. It's a can be used as a like the internet, like most of our technology here can be used in a good way or it can be used in a bad way. Let me take a sip of water. Easy to do that on television because they can see you doing it. But, Donna, I don't know what the provocation of doing things he doesn't have to do. I know it alienates. How can you alienate the left any more than you already have? He's going to keep his base, and I. You know the old saying, if you say something, enough people begin to believe it. And there's a lot of truth to that, except if you're one of those who continues to believe what you're hearing from the far left. I mean, you can eliminate that. But the tweeting, you know, I can't say it has to be contained. It's all coming up on a year of his presidency. It's not going to be contained. It's not going to be measured. It's fine if he goes. I don't have any objection for him going after the fake press because they are despicable, and we know who they are. But I do have objections of him going after particular newscasters, unless it's a story. Well, I'm going to end up contradicting myself if I say this, but Joe Scarborough is maybe the, I mean, I don't know what happened. He just, was it an operation? He turned into a real progressive liberal from being a really conservative Republican. Again, my feeling is the power of a woman can do anything, and I think it's the power, I'm sure it's the power of Mika Brzezinski, who's a radical leftist, whom he's engaged to, and it's the power of Andy Lack, who runs MSNBC, and I've been on television enough, and I've been on the networks enough, nothing like these people, so I don't want to exaggerate what I've done, but when you go in there, you usually get screened in terms of your political views. I mean, it's easy. I've been on Fox, and it's easy for me to go on Fox because of the passion that I have. It may not be so easy when Rupert Murdoch's sons take it over because they're more far leftist, and I'm surprised that Sean Hannity hasn't been. He will be. Hey, I'm going to go on record. I'd be surprised if Sean Hannity doesn't go at some point because he's forced out and they're going to come up with numerous sex allegations. Which brings me to the topic of sex, and it doesn't go too long before we all arrive at the topic of sex. And you're seeing what I think is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, every day, it's not only more people coming out, but every day it is more and more accusations against that person. Now, the big question is, I don't think it's to define. So, I mean, I don't think it's so much to define the severity of the crime as it is to get credence and credibility from, I would say, at least our perception, mostly from the females out there, because there are going to be a lot of them coming out who are looking for money. And I don't know where to draw the line. But it seems to me that there has to be documented proof, as there was in the case of Al Franken, who still thinks he really did nothing wrong. And they don't want to, of course, the Democrats don't want him to be gone. It's a situation where you have to define the act, the actual act, from the accusation. And when somebody like Matt Lauer gets the boot, and he gets it, I mean, it looked like it was right away. It wasn't right away. It had been planned. And if you want to ask me what I believe of Hoda and Savannah Guthrie being on the show, very hard for me to believe that they didn't know it. John Conyers is a different category. He's 88. He's in the hospital from stress, yeah. Well, first of all, he's 88. I mean, it wouldn't take much stress to put you in the hospital at 88. And it's been so well documented that everybody, even the self-righteous, hypocritical Nancy Pelosi, has suggested that Conyers stepped down, not only from any committees on, but from office. I mean, because there's no way around this. And Democrats will go to any extent whatsoever, any extent whatsoever, to salvage or regain their position in Congress and try to retake the presidency. Don't underestimate anything. And this is just my opinion, short of nothing. Not even short of murder. That's my belief. And it's funny how accusations come out decades later. Some of them valid, some of them aren't. And I'll be quite straightforward on this. I mean, Trump's tweets and his accusations of Joe Scarborough involved in the murder of his intern in 2001, I mean, I really don't believe that's valid at all. I mean, I don't think Trump has any right to do that anymore than he had a right to go after Ted Cruz's father. So when someone who's making an argument against you says, but look, and they base their argument on one or two things, and I say, hold on. Let me run up and down the line of all the positives for the Republican Party, all the negatives for the Democrats. They don't want to listen. They pick one thing. That girl who was 19 at the time was found to have heart troubles. She fell over, if you can pass out from dizziness, lightheadedness, and hit her head. There's no way I think Joe Scarborough murdered her. However, if you want to take a look at the Clinton administration, and it isn't, hey, this isn't my list. So I don't need anybody to come back and email me and say, these are terrible things you're saying. Listen to what I'm saying. I'm saying there are lists of 47 people since the Clintons, when they've been around here 20, 25 years, that have mysteriously died of accidents or shootings or suicide. Now, you can come to any conclusion you want. I'm not telling you that they did it. I mean, there are accusations that LBJ was responsible for the murder of John Kennedy. He may have been. I mean, there are so many theories out. I don't know. I don't sit here and I look at LBJ as a terrible president. But I don't sit here and say, I think he murdered John Kennedy. I mean, that's too far a stretch. Reason, pragmatics, being practical, being logical, having common sense. That's what we should be. Oh, Laurie's going to love it. I hit this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high net worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is David Faber from CNBC. Love those questions from Stu Taylor. Always does a great interview.
All right, we're back, and, you know, as we started with the topic of sex, let me return to the topic of sex, which never seems to be boring to most people. And here's a prediction of mine. Here is a prediction. In fact, Laurie should record this prediction. The prediction is that if the Republicans, and we got two more who have jumped on board supporting the bill, and Ron Johnson and a lesser-known name, the Republicans, by and large, have been responsible for passing this new tax bill. There's some help from some, the few great Democrats like Manchin of Virginia, but it's going to be passed, and it's a huge step forward, not because of how fantastic the bill is, but it's a huge step forward because it's a gross improvement and it's going to benefit a lot of people. And you can believe what you hear about it. The point is, it's so much better than what we had that it has to work. What you're seeing is a big stock market surge based upon, and we're seeing the market, the futures were down of over 70 on the Dow this morning. The market's up now about, I don't know, 10 or 11 the last time I looked at it. As that's in terms of futures, of course. It doesn't open until 9:30. And what's going to happen when this bill passes, I firmly believe it's going to pass, is you are going to see with the money Steyer has, the money George Soros has, the big till of income that the Democrats have that will allow them to begin massive payoffs to women to come forward to fabricate stories against Donald Trump. Now, what makes it easier is we all know Trump is no angel. We all know Trump lies. Can you show me a politician who doesn't lie? Some politicians don't put themselves in that position. The only evangelist, I watch it only to see their style. You know, some of them are really, they're really into it. I hate Jimmy Swaggart. I know what he is, but I love watching Jimmy Swaggart. The tears come down. He's so emotional. I like to look at him as a performer. guy out of Texas. Oh, my God. Having a slow morning mentally here. Great performance. Made himself millions. And the only one that whom I really, really, really admired was is Billy Graham. I think he's been sincere his whole life, and I have nothing but respect and wonderful words for Billy Graham. It's amazing he's still around. God bless you, Billy Graham. And one of his policies was never, ever, ever be alone in a room with a woman. Now, if I didn't have this job, I mean, if I didn't have this to do, and where I am, I would be that deeply concerned about it because I'm not that high profile. But Mike Pence, Vice President of the United States, will not allow himself to be in a room with another woman. I think it's okay to say if his wife is there, that I think that would be an exception, or his daughters. This is an important practice today to follow, because they're out to get you. And everybody, in a sense, I just like to know how many people are sitting on pins and needles and being really, really worried about what's going to happen to them when they get caught by some secretarial woman who feels she was mistreated or didn't get the raise in industry that she expected, or just hates the person, in this case Trump, so much, and there were a lot of them, that they're going to jump on the bandwagon. I think this is the tip of the iceberg. I mean, it's good and it's bad, and I hope it's never going to stop it. But I hope it really curbs this hideous behavior. And I'm saying that as a guy who is not a prude. This behavior is inexcusable. I mean, we all sit and reflect and introspect. I mean, I look back on my life and, you know, I had a great social life, and I started to think, gee, would I ever be in the nowhere near being in the category of any of these sexual predators? Never forced myself on anyone. I may have been tough doing business, but I don't believe in threatening people. And I think you're going to see this happen. Here's another prediction. You got the Trump prediction. They're going to go after him, hook, line, and sinker. I'll tell you who else they're going to go over hook, line, and sinker. Go after it. That's Sean Hannity. I really like Sean Hannity a lot. I think he's terrific. He's not the cerebral guy O'Reilly was, but you don't have to be. He communicates his points, does a great job. From all accounts I've ever heard from people inside Fox, et cetera, he's a great guy and a compassionate guy. I don't have any reason to doubt that, except there's always a little doubt for everyone. There has been a move on the far left to get rid of O'Reilly, since he is the next, to me now, he is the number one on Fox, like Matt Lauer was on the Today Show. His shows are great. And I bet you, and his advertisers have been approached many times to stop advertising. Because you know what this whole business is about? It's about advertising. When you lose your advertisers, you're finished. O'Reilly was losing so many who jumped at the opportunity to get out that he couldn't sustain it. And I'm not here to praise O'Reilly. I tend to think he was engaged in these acts, and I'm not saying they should have kept him. From a standpoint of the network, Tucker Carlson's excellent. He's no Bill O'Reilly. Sean Hannity is excellent. He's no Bill O'Reilly. Laura Ingraham is excellent. She's no Bill O'Reilly. They're going to go after Hannity, and he'll fight back with attorneys. He's got plenty of money. He makes $23 million a year plus. And you're going to see, I believe, because of the straightforwardness of his show, a real attack on Sean Hannity. Remember now, it's going to happen to Trump, and it's going to happen to Hannity. And this is based on no inside information. People like to come on and say, hey, you know, I've got some inside information on this. But I can't reveal it. That's not the case here. We'll be back.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A promise was made, a promise that hit the beaches of Normandy, a vow that captured Iwo Jima, a contract that weathered Tet, a pledge that stormed the desert in Iraq, an IOU that braved IEDs in Kandahar. A promise was made to America's veterans. DAV fights to keep that promise so all veterans and their families get the benefits and support they earned. For help, visit DAV.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Matt Kibbe. I'm the president of FreedomWorks. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and you have to listen to this man. He's a man that understands the Constitution. He understands the principles that made it our founding great and understands how it is we are going to take our country back.
Okay, that was some enchanted evening. However, it never happened. I was waiting and waiting and waiting. I think there's a pleasure and pleasure in torturing me here on air. The news just coming in that I don't disagree with this at all. Michael Flynn charged with lying to the FBI. He is the former national security advisor to Donald Trump. He's set to appear in court. I believe either today or next week, and this is a developing story. And if more information comes available, everybody, I will make it available to you. But he's one of those people I immediately looked at and listened to, and I said, I don't like this guy. I don't trust this guy. I don't like this guy. And it's one of the real bad picks of Donald Trump. And listen, there have been some, and this is the way it works in any administration, except I think one of the key differences is when Obama or Hillary Clinton became president would select someone, the more horrific the character of the person, the more likely they are to have a long and very financially rewarding career. I'm not saying that to people, so that's funny. I'm not saying it to be funny. So I had talked earlier about the accusations that have come out against Trump. Now, I was born at night, but not last night. I know Trump lies. He flips positions. He lies. And everybody lies. So what do you want to do? You want a member of the church to run the country? Somebody come up with an alternative. For example, some of his lies are absurd. The Billy Bush incident, where he had that rather graphic comment about grabbing women, blah, 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 blah. And he apologized for it. Then he comes out and says it was somebody else using his voice. I mean, I think this is part of the insanity that, yes, you heard me right, that Donald Trump has. There's a certain insanity, and I don't want to diagnose the condition that he has. There's no doubt about it. And then you know what I'll say to you? I said, how'd you do in the stock market yesterday when it went up 331 points and 250 the day before? How'd you make out? You want to look at your portfolio? Take a look at your portfolio. It's hard to deny. Now, let me think about this. I think it's a carryover from the Obama administration because conditions in the economy don't show up for 6 months or a year later. Can you justify that comment, or is it the comment of an idiot or a liar? Answer, both. Donald, this is a Trump-driven stock market. There isn't any doubt about it. And all you have to do is look at businesses, the revenues coming in, the profits being shown, the number of jobs being created, the number of companies who are moving in back to the United States, the number of countries like Japan who are putting $5 billion into the American economy, the gross domestic product, you're looking at growth, 3.2%, or three is a 3.3. Obama had the lowest GDPs consistently for his 8 years in office, and it was frequently under 2. We were beginning to think this was the new norm. Millions of jobs being created, companies all coming in with great reports, more Americans back to work. Trump doesn't have anything to do with this, does he? Nothing. And you look at those fools, those idiots. And I don't, you know, what's it, CNN, Allison Camerota is on, you know, semi-intelligent. She was on Fox and, oh, she conservative, she spouted the conservative line. She goes over to CNN and she's a diehard progressive. It's the same thing with Joe Scarborough. I cannot get over what's happened to Joe Scarborough. And I'm just waiting for he and Mika to make the next trip to Boston when I can connect and get together. And for those of you out there who don't know me, I kind of tell it like it is. I'm not pushy. I'm very nice to people. And you can talk a certain way to friends or acquaintances. And I met Joe Scarborough many times. And like I said last time, when I saw him in Cambridge with Mika, I said, how could you sell your blinking soul to MSNBC? And then I said, oh, I think I have the answer. He wasn't the least bit offended. But he only sold half his soul. You're seeing soul-selling people who take positions. And there are those on the far left who come over to the right, too. And there are a number of them. And, I mean, some of them take moderate positions. Geraldo Rivera took him a lot of years to have what I think right now a pretty level-headed view of things. And there are many, many others. So what I think drives a lot of what we're seeing is personal sentiment and how can I gain. Now, let me just create an example here. Let me do a lot of self-reflection. I'm working for a network whose a position I oppose. Let me be this MSNBC or CNN, filled with lying fake news. And I'm making, I don't know, $1 million or $2 million a year, some sweet salary. And the brass comes to me, and first, before they hire me, they're going to ask these questions, which it tantamount to, what's your political position? What are your views on this? What are your views on that issue? And in a sense, the message, well, they're going to do this before they hire me for $1 million or $2 million a year. And they're going to say, can you come on here and not be as far to the right as you are? I mean, it's really a hypothetical, because honestly, these networks know who I am. And it's not because I'm so famous. It's because they have a tab on everybody. You know how many employees there are at these networks? It's unbelievable. You know how much money they have in the till? And they would say to me, do you think you could not be quite as crass against the Democrats? And I know I'm not, it sounds like I'm selling my soul, as you've been. Now, I'm doing it on this very show. So I could do it there. I mean, I might take a position without going into a tirade over the left. I would express my points of view, but I'd be a little bit careful about how I talk. Otherwise, you don't get the job. But I wouldn't sell my soul. I would say, I just want you to know I'm a conservative, and I will try to follow what you're asking me to do, but I am not changing my conservative views. And there's a way to do it. I mean, so there's times I come on here during the day and do these shows, and I want to be much more vocal than I am. And it doesn't take much. A little just light bulb goes on and says, you can't do this. If you do it, it'll be your last show. It's never a difficult problem. It's just that there are things that I think are socially acceptable and others aren't. I'll give you an example in case you think this is. My hatred of Clinton and John Kerry and Barack Obama is so intense. I mean, how do you like to use certain words to describe them on air? I can't do it. Anyway, so what we're seeing right now, some of the reasons why I feel like I feel and why other people feel like they feel. Take a look at San Francisco and the judge's verdict in the sanctuary state of California, the sanctuary state of San Francisco, in the acquittal of Jose Garcon Zarate in the Kate Steinle case. First of all, a blatant lie. You know, he found the gun, stepped on it. You can't, I don't know anything about guns, but I do know when I listen to experts who come on and say, impossible. You've got to pick up that gun, hold that trigger, and pull it tight in order for it to work. There is no defense of this illegal immigrant who was in this country illegally five times. And that verdict was just incomprehensible. I think it's going to come back to do more to hate, to do more to anger the people who are supporting the left. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And we're going to have Sanctuary City, USA. I'm moving out. I don't know where I'm going yet. Maybe Israel. I don't know.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Biz Talk Radio. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
I'm Tom Peters. I wrote In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
Sanctuary cities, and even though I am, along with I think 99% of the population, so disappointed in Jeff Sessions, he is doing a job behind the scenes right now in trying to abolish sanctuary cities. And I've said several times on this show, if I went to Berkeley, California, I wouldn't put 5 cents in a parking meter to support their economy. That's how much I love Berkeley, California. If I ever went to San Francisco, about 7 or 8 times. It's a beautiful city. Trying to make this a little more pleasant here. I remember my wife and I on a couple of those trips. I used to stay at the Sir Francis Drake Hotel, up and down those hills, and I was there for pleasure once or twice, and I was there for business the other times. But the business left a lot of time for us to do things, and I can remember walking from downtown San Francisco to across the Golden Gate Bridge. We walked about, 15 miles that day. And, what makes it great, you got to walk up and down those hills. And I'm telling you, you got to be in shape to walk those hills. And politics wasn't if it was an issue, it wasn't foremost in my mind. But right now, I have no desire to even step foot in San Francisco because of what that city has turned into. And it's not the only one. It's not the only one. And we're seeing this happen all around the country. And I, for the life of me, can't understand why people are supporting illegal. Well, I understand why the push is on from the Democrats, because that means every single vote that comes out will be a Democrat vote in the next election or the election after, and eventually the goal is to eliminate the Republican Party in its entirety. I think I'm making it up. I'm not making this up. It's a reality. All you have to do is open your eyes and ears. You look at right here in Lawrence and I think Lynn and so many other cities that have become sanctuary. Boston, Marty Walsh. He's a disgrace, and he's part of this political family. And take a look at the members of his group. Take a look at William Evans, the police chief. I'm not going to say anything. It's preposterous. It's unbelievable. And basically, I mean, Boston, in a sense, because it's so controlled by this element, is a sanctuary city. It's going to get worse. All of these cities are seeing crime elevate, attacks against women, our economy being drained. I remember being last summer up in White River Junction. My wife and I took a lot of those trips, and it was so depressed and so poor. And they were bringing in 500 Syrian immigrants without screening them to add to their zero economy. And I'll never forget talking to a woman who owned a huge store there. She's been there for 30, 40 years. And she said, that's it. I'm absolutely leaving. All I'm getting is a huge host of people who want to come in here and try to steal my product and not buy it. The country has been going to hell in a handbasket. And when I tell you that one of the great blessings, in spite of his personality, one of the great blessings is none other than Donald J. Trump, I don't care if he's liked personally. The only thing I'm worried about is that he's hated with such intensity that someone's going to attempt to take his life or someone in his family. You know how much security that takes? I had guests on this show involved in security. And I've had an off-air conversation about, do you think any, and well, it wasn't a real, I just asked them, do you think anybody will get to Obama for the number of people that hate him? And he said, nope, never. He's got 24, I think he said he has 24 protective agents around him at all times. Well, what about his, well, I don't think anybody's, I mean, it's just my guess. The Trump children are all grown up and have grandchildren. They're fair game, Donald Trump and Jared Kushner and that whole Eric Trump, and even Ivanka, a fair game for anyone. I don't think anybody would want to go after Obama's children. And I really don't expect that will happen. So we have a lot of concerns in this country. And I'm just getting an email here. Michael Flynn, I mentioned this earlier, President Trump's former national security advisor has been charged in the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. He is scheduled to plead guilty to making false statements to the FBI, even though the FBI is corrupt. You can't lie to them. A plea hearing is scheduled for 10:30 this morning. The Justice Department announced that the hearing will take place before U.S. District Court in a federal courthouse. He's accused of willfully and knowingly making false statements to the FBI while serving in the Trump administration. Flynn is I always, from day one, thought he was a bad egg. I thought Manafort was a bad egg. I'm not sure how the selection process works. I know Trump likes to be in control of everything. But, it's a pretty tough job to run. President of the United States, especially when you're, quote, a little off balance mentally. I think that makes it easier. Let's see if I can get this in quickly. No big news. The Dow is down 35. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.